This year, the first avalanche reported near Haines was a close call.
There's a snowboarder coming down near Nottigini and triggered a significant avalanche that, you know, probably could have buried a person had he been caught.
No one was hurt, says Haines Avalanche Center Director Eric Stevens. His voice is a little scratchy because it's coming straight from the Alcan. He's headed to an avalanche conference. And he's worried about the unusually poor snow conditions he's seeing in Haines Pass.
Normally we have a much thicker, stronger snowpack by this time of year. You know, I've been forecasting in Haines for 7 years now. I don't think I've seen it set up quite like this before, where it's so thin so early on. Typically that leads to some pretty big avalanche concerns.
October had half its usual precipitation, Stevens says. In Haines Pass, there's less than 2 feet of snow above the tree line, where typically there'd be 3 to 5 feet. Thin snow could create danger later in the season. When temperatures plummet at the surface, snow underneath can grow together into facets, big, hollow crystals that don't hold weight well.
So it forms a pretty important weak layer, and that can persist for weeks or even months after it's been buried by future snowstorms.
Stevens' recommendations for people who want to get out into the backcountry: make sure everyone wears and knows how to use a beacon, shovel, and probe. Stay away from weak-looking snow. If you're less experienced, stay off slopes more than 30 degrees. Stevens says the Avalanche Center will start making forecasts in a few weeks when more people are out gathering weather observations.
Even if you don't really know anything about snow or snowpack or avalanches, you can still submit useful data. Just knowing, you know, what you saw while you're out there. Was it snowing? Is it windy? Was the snow hard or deep and powdery? Any amount of detail that you can provide is really helpful.
You can learn how to submit observations at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.